This is a journey into sound.
Let's begin now.
Yes, that is, of course, the Sting for Lost Wave, a segment we do with the wonderful EP Cody, who finds a song off an album that's been lost to time. No one knows how it got on the internet, who wrote it, who uploaded it, etc. That means etc. Cody's here now. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, Nelson. Happy Wednesday. It's going to be a ripper of a show today.
I think so too. Yeah. It's nice to be doing this early in the show. Were you familiar with what ETC is? Did I have to explain that meant, etc.?
I mean, I had to think for a minute because when I hear the letters ET, I think of phoning home.
Oh.
But then you had the C, and I was very confounded. And then my neurons fired up, and I was like, "Oh, ETC."
I get it. IKR.
Yeah.
That means I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet everyone listening is LOLing. That means laughing out loud.
Yeah, or even LMFAOing.
Oh, yes. What a sorry period of music that was.
Yeah.
I don't know. They term the ick. That band is that for me. I don't know why.
No, I think that's a good summary of it, yeah.
Anyway, you've got a song that's been lost to time. What have we got this time?
Yeah, so not to shamelessly plug something that I've done before, but when I did the Lost Wave Unfound edition of the Sound Bit, this was one of the songs I played, and I talked about it a little bit, but we're going to go a bit deeper today, Nelson.
Okay, so this is a song you covered on another show, and they bring you onto this show. Are you trying to take over the show? Is this some sort of mutiny?
No. I mean, you can't have a mutiny with one person anyway. That's not how these things work, Nelson.
I've seen you working the phones. I've seen you forming alliances. No, I'm joking. So tell us about this song.
Okay, so this week's song's quite an interesting one, I think, and I really hope that you like it. So we've got a soul song, right? And it does have a kind of a name assigned to it already, and also the name of a sinner, but
a sinner,
sinner.
Oh, singer. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and but the thing is, though, the particular name that's attached to it isn't the actual sinner, because you hear the two of them, you hear this song, and then you hear this actual sinner's name and the work that they've done.
Right,
not same person. But we'll get into why that is the case later.
Okay, because that seems confusing on the face of it. Okay.
It's perplexing, and this song is perplexing, but in a good way.
So do you think we should play it now?
Yeah, let's play a little bit of it.
What's its title?
So, yeah, this one is Peanut Duck.
Peanut Duck.
Mm.
Wow. Okay. Are you allergic to peanuts?
No, I'm not.
Do you enjoy the taste of ducks?
I don't think I've really eaten that much duck to form a solid opinion.
Oh, my friend.
Maybe once or twice in my life.
We got a yamcha. We got a char at some point. Yeah. Anyway, here's Peanut Duck. If you have any idea what this song is, its genre, a potential era, please. The text line is up and running, 0468441073. Here is Peanut Duck, a little snippet. Is that Elmer Fudd there?
No. I think the woman singing it's a lot more personable
than Elmer Fudd. Yes, he is pretty malicious intention. With that wabbit.
Exactly.
I'll get you wabbit. No, okay. Yeah. Enough impressions. That sounds like they're trying to get a dance going, like a jive.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the twist. The hippie hippie shake, the hokey pokey, all that kind of stuff. You know those songs?
Yes, indeed. The Nutbush.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Many dances over the years. I like it. It's actually very groovy.
Yeah, oh, totally. It's got that 60s vibe about it.
Do you think it's from the 60s?
Potentially. So if you'll sort of let me launch into the backstory of this one, and again, it gets a little convoluted. So it gets released on this CD box set of girl groups called, or girl songs called One Kiss Can Lead to Another, Girl Group Sounds, Lost and Found, and it had a bunch of known sinners on this compilation. So you had like Dusty Springfield and Leslie Gore as well. So very much of that 60s-ish era.
Yep.
And then you've got this one attributed to one Marsha G. However,
Marsha G.
G was an actual sinner, like a very obscure one. But you listen to her and then you listen to the lady singing Peanut Ducky and it's very clearly not the same.
Not Marsha G. Yeah.
But there is a reason for that.
Mm.
So apparently the way that the story goes is that this song was supposedly recorded in Philadelphia but not officially released at the time and the song may have been thrown out until it ended up in the hands of a DJ in Great Britain sometime during the 70s who then bootlegged it and stuck the name Marsha G on because the bootleg that he had originally, the disc, it had the name of the song, but it didn't have an artist. So he just slapped Marsha G on there. I don't even know if he knew there was a real Marsha G, but he just thought, hey, that sounds great. I need something on there. So he just chucked it on there and off we went. And since then, it's circled around and people have been figuring or trying to figure out just who this sinner actually is.
Right. So it seems like Marsha G was a work of fiction and made up by this guy just because he needed a name.
At least for this song anyway. So yeah. Apparently there was an actual Marsha G who was a sinner, but and you can listen to one of their alleged tracks, but it's not her. But again, that might have even just been one of those placeholder names that they had back in the day for when they didn't know the sinner or they just wanted to chuck someone else on there.
Okay. Do we know where this was recorded?
So, believe in Philadelphia sometime possibly during the late 60s or early 70s, which would make sense because it does kind of have that 60s sound about it.
Yeah, I think they're really trying to get a new twist going.
Mm.
But the duck, it doesn't have the same... It's a good song, but yeah. I don't want to quack on a dance floor. I'll be honest.
Yeah. I mean, when you listen to the rest of it, like, there's still going on about the dance and stuff, but I feel like there's a possibility that when they were recording this, she may have been a little bit tipsy because she has a lot of fun with this one.
You think she's inebriated whilst recording?
Not totally inebriated, just maybe a little tipsy, or she could just be really happy because, like, it goes off the rails in the best possible way.
Well, that's a bit like this radio show. I'm often, shouldn't probably be driving in, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You should be behind the wheel sober even, Nelson.
And that's right. I shouldn't drive for many reasons.
Yeah.
We won't get into now. Very, very interesting. So recorded Philadelphia, gets into the hands of a DJ in Great Britain, mate, during the 70s, bootlegs it. Do we know how he got it? Has anyone found this Great Britain DJ?
I did see some snippets of an interview with a guy. I think he's the guy's actually Scottish. He does this interview on some YouTube channel.
Right.
And yeah, he just mentions he somehow, I can't remember the exact circumstances, but he somehow saw this this acetate disc. So he's seen it. He's gone, right, I'll buy that. He's chucked it on. He's like, oh, this is pretty great. I want to circulate this around, and it's kind of gone from there.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, I guess we should play it out in full.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to pretend I'm a Scottish DJ. Yeah. This is, what's it called? The Cycle Duck or something. Peanut Duck. Scotland. Yeah. Okay. I'm getting very depressed and absent stares from Cody here, so... Let's play the song. If you know where it's from, 0468441073. Any commentary you have about it, we would love to hear it. Here's Peanut Duck.
Yeah, the peanut. a cool joke too. Oh, yeah. Oh, everybody's doing a peanut duck. Mm.